Zellin wounds honey to buy zummit sweet. Why, his heart's like a popple, so hard as a stone, for it is money, and money's his hoe, and to handle and reckon it up for his own is the best of the joys he'd a know. Why, for money he'd gi' up his legs and be lame, or would part wi' his sight and be blind, or would lose folks' goodwill for to have a bad name, or his peace and have trouble o' mind. But with every good thing that his meanness might bring, he'd pay for his money, and only sell honey to buy zummit sweet. He did whisper to me, "You'd know that you stood by the squire with the vote that you had. You could ax him to help eat a zummit as good, or to find a good place for your lad."
"Aye, aye, but if I were beholden for bread to another," I said, "I should bind all my body and soul to the nod of his head, and gi' up all my freedom of mind. And then, if my pain were a zet with my gain, I should pay for my money, and only sell honey to buy zummit sweet. Then if my bit of brook that the winds of her round were but his, why, he'd straighten his bed, and the wold stunpole wook that the stand in my ground shouldn't long shade the grass wi' his head. But if I divine joy where the leaves be a shook on the limbs with the shades on the grass, or below in the bow of the withy-bound nook that the rock wash in water to pass, then with they joys of lead and some gould in their stead, I should pay for my money, and only sell honey to buy zummit sweet. No, be my lot good work, with the lungs well in play, and good rest when the body do tire. For the mind, a good conscience, with hope or with joy. For the body, good luth and good voyer. There's no good a gould, but to buy what'll make for our happiness here among men. And who would gi' happiness up for the sake of some money to buy it again? For it would seem to the eyes of a man that is wise, like money for money, or zellin wounds honey to buy zummit sweet."